The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you. All well in Israel, I hope?
All is well. All as well as it can be. And very, very quiet. It's quite eerie here at the moment. Just to update you where we are with corona, we are at 433 confirmed cases of corona in Israel, 44 in the West Bank, and 0 in Gaza. Gaza seems to be almost a little miracle on earth that they have shown no active cases of corona. But yeah, we all have been very, very conscious of how and we wash our hands. Arnold Schwarzenegger on Instagram taught me how to wash my hands properly. And yes, he uses running water. It's quite interesting because people said you've got to save the water while using the running water. But hey, what can I say? And last night, Prime Minister Netanyahu going on air just to remind Israelis about some of the laws in place and actually also to scold Israelis. I know we spoke about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said he couldn't believe what he was seeing, people hitting the beaches, people in the parks, and reminding people that exactly what's at stake. But today, everybody a lot more subdued, a lot more behind closed doors. The government has instituted very tough penalties if you break quarantine or if you do not report that you are self-isolating into the health ministry. We have to keep a very, very firm hold of the numbers. In this issue, stats, numbers are absolutely paramount. They show us where we are in terms of how we're fighting this. As you know, Israel and effectively the world is at war against this virus. And in order to see if whether or not we are having success in flattening the curve, we need to have exact stats. So last night the Prime Minister gave us a very, very stern talking to. Everybody's been behaving today. He did say part of their new initiative was rolling out more testing kits and Magen David Adom opening up their 24-hour drive-through testing centers in various parts of the country to expedite the testing situation. So that's where we are. And we've had our first arrest for breaking quarantine. And also the police are questioning and arresting members of an ultra-Orthodox sect that had a wedding tonight ago and quite happily filmed themselves dancing. The crowd was quite big. It's a massive danger, not just to them, but the people they could possibly affect. And just a little while ago, the health ministry issuing orders to close all ultra-Orthodox schools.
Wow, so that is actually going to happen. You know what's worrying me, Rolien, is that you're ahead of the curve, we're way behind. And yet, despite everything that the Israeli government has done, and I think they've been some of the harshest measures on the planet, you nevertheless have 400-odd cases of the virus. And that is just worrying to us, who would never be able to enforce the kind of measures that have been taken by Israel.
Well, I think it's also the way that this country, society is built. You know, first of all, we're very lucky in that we're a small country. Also, because we're a military-centric country, and I use that very, very specifically, we're not a military country, but because we are very conscious of following orders, of having to act quickly and adapt very, very quickly to extraordinary circumstances, it's almost ingrained in us. And also the language coming from the government was very different to language we heard from other countries. People saying, you know, it's a virus. We use the term going to war right at the outset, and right at the outset took very, very harsh measures. Israel along with Singapore. And while we aren't ahead of the curve yet, we're hoping to get there in this next week or so. It's very, very critical, says our health ministry. It's very important now that we respect the law, that we stay as isolated as possible. And there is talk that we may go on full lockdown, which means that we'll only be allowed out of our homes to go to the supermarket or to the pharmacy. And there perhaps we possibly could have police or army enforcing that we do. We know that the police has been briefed on that, but whether we will go to that stage remains to be seen at the moment.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's move off the verstunken virus and move on to the fact that Biden taking Arizona.
Well, you know, it's been so interesting watching the coverage of this because it is a major election year for America. It's the middle of the primaries for the Democratic Party, and a lot of criticism I see coming from various members that they're still going ahead with this because it actually forces people to leave their homes and go and vote. So, it's a bit of a tricky situation, but it looks like the former Vice President Joe Biden is sweeping some very, very critical states. He's taken Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, and it looks like he could possibly be the front runner. He also did something quite daring in that in his campaign promises, he said that should he be successful in claiming the presidency, should he be successful to be the Democratic candidate to run against Trump and win, he will have a female as his vice president, which of course went down very, very well. Because if we can't get the first female president of America, perhaps we could have the first female vice president of America.
Yeah. Okay. And then really disappointed to see the next story you wanted to talk about, because I thought maybe we'd find our common humanity facing a crisis like this. And yet the subject you want to talk about is the fact that Islamists are blaming Zionists for corona.
Well, you know, throughout our history, you know, it's not quite an epidemic if the Jews don't get blamed, right? But this is very, very serious, because what we have seen as numbers of infected increased around the world is also the levels of anti-Semitism increasing. In fact, the actress Rosanna Arquette took a Twitter verbal beating from many of us for making very irresponsible statements about Israel and a possible vaccine, and also the fact that Jared Kushner was putting money into that. And there's all those ugly stereotypes, you know, Jews controlling the world and money and buying things. But the Islamic fundamentalists, and I want to be very clear, not Muslims, Islamic fundamentalists, have been saying that this is a Zio-American plot. It's our plot to control the world. And really, in stuff you cannot make up, ISIS have issued a directive to their fighters telling them not to go to Europe because it could be quite dangerous for them. But in all seriousness, if you've been on social media lately, you will see an uptick in the kind of rhetoric that's very, very dangerous to Jews. Natan Sharansky, the human rights icon, also the former head of the Jewish Agency, saying that it's nothing new, but it is very, very worrying, you know, because it comes at the backdrop of the highest levels of anti-Semitism we've seen since the Second World War. So we have to really be vigilant there. And so while you're self-isolating or social distancing, make sure that you're also taking a stand against growing hatred.
We've got a little bit of time left, so I'm going to ask you to be a little bit personal with us, because as I said, you're ahead of the curve. Rolene Marks in Israel, in Modi'in, where I believe a section of your city is even cordoned off. Give us a sense of what it's like. Is there a sense, is there a palpable sense of apprehension? Put us in your head. What is your reality like?
Well, I think Israelis, we've adapted very quickly, as is the Israeli wants to do. Spirits are quite high. We've had footage of people on balconies singing, incredible footage of somebody in quarantine using a loudspeaker in Rosh Ha'ayin to intone prayers, and a congregation of people on their balconies answering back to him. Quite incredible footage coming through this morning. You know, there is frustration. There's obviously a lot of concern what this means for people, for their businesses. You know, we're in such uncharted territory. A lot of gratitude to the government for reacting very, very quickly. Here in Modi'in, you know, we've had the unfortunate situation where a suburb has been basically shut down as per the new health ministry regulations because of high levels of infection. But, you know, we're doing what we need to do. We're helping each other. And very, very movingly, there is this call for everybody to get on their balconies tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to applaud Maggie David Adom and the medical fraternity that really have been exceptional. And, you know, while we're ending tonight, I just want to say, if you are working as a medical professional, wherever you are, also as a mental health professional, wherever you are, there's not enough gratitude in the world to express, I think, what we all feel for you right now.
It's a great place to leave it, Rolene. Yeah, nothing more needs to be said. We'll talk to you at the same time tomorrow and look forward to it as always.
Me too. Stay safe.